definitely very productive from, let's say, from obviously from a product point of view. But just tell the listeners just a little bit more about maybe just, you know, what Advance Week is and how you know, you global athletes, shall we say, interact with the product people and so forth.
Yeah, it's where a collection of athletes, Solomon athletes from all around the world, get together with the product designers and the R&D guys, and also the community managers, and essentially discuss ideas, give feedback, test new things out, give feedback on new bits of kit, and get some really good discussions going, and lots of testing as well. Been out there running on some really fantastic trails, so giving some first-hand feedback on straight to the product developers.
And this is your second Advance Week. There's been a bit of a gap in between the first one. I think you said, was it 2009 that you came on the first one?
2009 in
Vontu. And then, so you're now here, 2012 in Greece. Just it's probably changed a little bit since you did the first one.
It has. 2009 was the second year they'd done it. But yes, they've had, I think this is the fifth year now, and it's getting very slick. It's organised, and they're really maximising kind of the time with the athletes, and it's pretty full on in terms of testing and getting back and discussions, and there's a lot going on all the time, workshops, and it's really exciting. Mm. The days are just flying by.
They are.
Yeah, I think it's day five, and
your feet haven't touched the ground, as it were. What's quite interesting is because, you know, obviously, you know, we as community managers, as brand ambassadors, you know, we post things up on Facebook, and you know, and there's been an embargo, but obviously an understandable stopping of us posting, you know, new product prototypes, pictures on the internet and stuff this week. So what a lot of pictures have been of people, what looks like having a good time down at the beach or out running on the trails. But it has been, it is hard work, isn't it? But it's very productive work. But it's a proper, you know, organised, drilled kind of week.
Yeah, it's a full on schedule. It's absolutely brilliant fun. There is a fair bit of running involved in the testing as well. So, I mean, that's a bonus. That's what we love. We're just going from one thing to the next and cramming in as much as possible, really, with the apparel and the shoes and all the other bits and pieces as well.
Mm. And you've also had a little bit of, let's say, input from the osteo guys, and because that's obviously part of, you know, your support from Salomon, that they make sure that, you know, you're running, the engine's running okay, as it were. You found that useful?
Yeah, it's a real bonus to get to see kind of top osteopath massage as well. I think the Salomon team really recognise that, you know, runners constantly are fighting niggles or on the edge. And anything they can do to help, you know, with all the athletes here, it's brilliant to get access to that.
Yeah. And from obviously going back to the product, what's been interesting this week has been seeing some of the new stuff that's coming through. Obviously, we can't say too much about exactly what's being developed, but I suppose looking at yourself, you know, you're an international mountain runner, let's say, and trail runner, but predominantly, and at your heart, is fell running, and you're a British fell runner. And obviously, people will be aware of if Salomon followers in the market of the Felcross 1, which is on the market this year with help from Ricky and Andy in the design input. But this week, there's been a good feeling of that kind of that influence from fell running, hasn't there, in some of the stuff that you've seen and used?
Yeah, definitely. It's Andy and Ricky have done a great job with the developing the Felcross, and it's turned out to be a very, very popular shoe, not only in the UK but further afield where you wouldn't necessarily expect it. But it's a pretty simple shoe, pretty low but very effective, and the team here, the Solomon team, seem to really recognise that, and Yeah, and they're looking to evolve that with the kind of a development of the Felcross, which is really exciting and be even better for our terrain in the UK.
Mm.
And a lot of the other products, they're just simplifying and cutting down and cutting back, and yeah, it's what the athletes really want, and I think the consumers will really want as well. So it's really exciting in terms of the bags and bum bags and things like that, which essential bits of kit, and it's all going the right way, I think.
Yeah, and that kind of element of, obviously, you know, Salomon are still very much aware that, you know, there's a huge market for, obviously, that, you know, their line of, you know, XT product and so on and so forth, which cater for a certain market. But, you know, there's been some interesting kind of belt developments and, you know, for hydration and what have you. And do you think that some of this product would be, you know, adaptable to fell racing and to people, you know, to fell racers in the UK who may at the moment say use a bum bag, but then, you know, there's some interesting stuff there that could be adaptable. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some of the existing Salomon belts and backpacks are very, very comfy, and it's just getting them practical enough to carry all the things you do need to carry and securely. And it looks like they're going to come up with some very good things, which will be probably as light or lighter than anything else, and quicker drying. And Salomon put on their kind of a good touch to it.
Yeah,
they're very good at doing.
And down the line, obviously, that's probably these things that we see this week are for sort of 2013 probably and beyond. How do you what's your feeling as well on the way that the kind of, you know, the as Salomon as a brand and as a kind of as a you know, and their athletes and their team, and how do you see the sort of future developing? You know, it's a really positive feel about the whole place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. As I say, I think they just listen so closely to what the runners are saying. But yeah, I think it's going to go kind of lighter, or a certain direction will be lighter and more racy, and
certainly for the racing aspect of the brand.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And
the S-Lab, of course.
Yeah. So, but there'll be all the other side to it as well. So a real mixture, but some great products.